C. Intelligent Friends.
Hello, I'm Kirsten McDonald, and I'm Director of Education at the Dolphin Research Center. We are currently home to 22 Atlantic bottlenose dolphins and 3 California sea lions. Most of our dolphins were born here at DRC, and a few have retired from other facilities. And we have 2 little guys that were stranded in the wild. One had been attacked by a bull shark and lost his mom when he was about 1 year old. What we know about dolphins in the wild is that they have to spend a minimum of 5 years with mom in order to be able to survive. Because he was under that age, he came here. The other little guy was a victim of oil spill. He was also without his mother and was probably about 1.5 at the time. So we are a home to animals that need new homes, as well as to animals that are born here. Our biggest goal, hands down, is taking care of them and making sure that they have the best of everything, including the best health care. We entertain them every day. But if they don't want to do it, it's okay. Our job is to go down on that dock and say, "Hey, I've got something fun and exciting for you to do." Our next goal is to connect people with the dolphins. When somebody gets to meet the dolphins directly, they tend to care more about that animal and about their environment. If more people connect with dolphins and realize that we need to help their wild cousins and reuse, recycle, go organic, and those kinds of things, then we have really done our job. We have people from all over the world coming here, and that is fantastic. We always tell people, "You thought you were walking through our doors today to be entertained." But that's not the way we look at it. Like I said earlier, our job is to entertain the dolphins. So we look at the public as entertainment for our dolphins. When you come here and walk by, the dolphins stare at you. Sometimes when people see a dolphin lying there staring at them, they ask, "What's wrong with this dolphin? Is he sick?" And I answer them, "No, he's not sick. He's just very curious about you and wants to look at you." In fact, they have gotten so good at people watching that when a person walks by and doesn't happen to notice them, the dolphins tend to scream. Then the people walk back and stare at the dolphin, and they get a little bored because the dolphin is just staring back at them. So they walk away. Guess what the dolphin does? He screams again to get the person to walk back. So they're very good at training people. We have programs for just about everybody. You can step down to the dock and say hello to them and experience what they feel like. Do a handshake with them, or you can get into the water with them and do our in-water programs. Our dolphins have been taught how to interact with people. Dolphins in the wild have not been taught that, obviously, and can actually be very dangerous to people. There have been several incidents where people trying to swim with wild dolphins have gotten severely hurt. One guy even got killed by a dolphin. That's because they are 600-pound animals, and when they play differently than we do. They use their teeth and tails, which is fun for them, but obviously not good for people. So what we do here is that we teach them that people are much more fragile and that there are certain things they can do and cannot do. Once they learn those rules, we can have very safe programs. The dolphins have so much fun, and they are really enthusiastic and love meeting people. Dolphins are very intelligent animals. They also have an amazing ability to imitate. There is no animal on the planet, other than human beings, that can imitate as well as dolphins do. Their main predators in the wild are sharks. For example, bull sharks and tiger sharks. Their biggest problem, however, aside from sharks, is really people. We're putting noise into the ocean so they can't hear each other and navigate. If you take the ability to listen from them, they can't navigate. They can't find their friends and they can't find their food. They're always listening for their food. Everybody thinks they echolocate and use their sonar for their food. Sometimes they do, but we've found that they primarily listen for their food. If we put noise into the ocean, it becomes a problem. They're also affected by people trying to interact with them in the wild. This is part of the reason why we have educational programs here at the center. Dolphins, who have been introduced to people out in the wild, are more likely to get hit by boats or enwrapped in fishing lines. Then, of course, there is the chemical pollution. Dolphin sleep is another fascinating thing to me. They use one half of their brain at a time. When you're a mammal and you're in the ocean, you have to be constantly aware of when your blowhole is above water, so that you can breathe and not drown. You also have to know if a shark is in the area. You have to know where your buddies are. And if you are a baby dolphin, you have to know where your mom is. So there is no way you can shut off the entire brain to get sleep. So one half of the brain goes to sleep while the other half remains awake, monitoring their environment and making sure their blowhole is above water when they breathe. After a period of time, they switch sides. One of the neat things we do here is that in between sessions, we come down without food and play with them. They come over and want to play games, or they want back rubs and things like that. It is not about the food. A lot of people believe it's all about rewarding them with food, but it's really about the relationship more than anything else.